The hard numbers are backing up warnings from the Reserve Bank that investors are pushing up house prices. Official figures released today show that banks are increasing their lending to landlords at the fastest rate since the start of the global financial crisis. Mortgage brokers and financial planners say investor demand for property is the strongest they've seen in years. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
Today's figures from the Reserve Bank show the annual growth rate for new investor mortgages hit 9.2% in August. That's almost double the growth rate for people who want to live in the house they've bought. And for Michael Sloan, the founder of the Sydney property advisory firm The Successful Investor, that's being reflected in a big increase in the number of people coming through his door.
We are on a regular basis. There's more and more people looking at it.
Michael Sloan sees one clear explanation for the recent spike.
Interest rates are historically low, and it is a good time for people to look at fixing their rates so they've got some certainty over the next 5 or so years.
The Reserve Bank is worried about the threat to the broader economy if investors continue to push up house prices. Last week, it revealed it's considering new restrictions on lending to take some of the heat out of the market. Michael Sloan says it's unclear what kind of impact those measures would have.
Before the GFC, things started to get really scary with that in the banking industry, with 97% loans plus capitalising mortgage insurance. So effectively, people were borrowing 100% of the purchase price. And even now, with a decent income, you can borrow 95%.
But for investors and the people that your business deals with, what sort of portion of those people come in with a very small deposit and need to find a big loan and become quite significantly leveraged to get into the market?
We don't actually deal with a lot of them. I mean, you mainly find that with people dealing with the first home buyers, with the leveraging much higher. But a lot of companies in our industry will just mortgage people to the hilt and leave them at risk.
Sydney and Melbourne accounted for most of the country's house price growth in the past year. In Melbourne, buyer's agent and property commentator Bryce Holdaway has welcomed last week's comments from the RBA.
I actually think that might have a positive impact and slow down some of the investor activity. But the problem with that is it would also mean that it would impact on, again, the other states and the other territories and the regionals that aren't having such strong gains. I think a major tool that the RBA in particular is using is actually taking the unusual step of making some comments about the investor activity and hoping that their comments, again, will create a little bit of negative sentiment and actually get the changes that they want and take some heat out without actually having to do anything.
ANZ senior economist Justin Fabo has a slightly different view. He thinks today's numbers are likely to force the RBA to seriously consider intervention.
We're certain that the RBA is having some pretty in-depth discussions with APRA and Treasury about potential measures to introduce, and we'll talk to the banks, that really a lot of what they're trying to achieve at the moment is to shout from the rooftops and get people to think very seriously about whether investing in property is right for them and to make sure they understand that house prices don't always increase.
The Reserve Bank hasn't given any detail about what kind of tools it could use to keep a lid on house prices, but it's been called before a parliamentary committee on Thursday to talk over the options, and those discussions will take place with another set of figures fresh in everybody's minds. The latest reading on Australian house prices is due to be released tomorrow morning.
Pat McGrath.